Hello, my name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we are in part four of Living in the Danger Zone, the scattering of the people. So we'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to New Every Day. Thanks for tuning in again and for sticking with us for part four of our series, Living in the Danger Zone. We're talking about Stephen, and we've looked at the first three parts, Jen. So setting the stage for Stephen. We were looking at the circumstances around what was going on at the time. The Jews had come from far and wide to the temple to worship.
Yeah.
And then Stephen is accused of changing the customs of Moses. And then he gives this wonderful sermon, the history of Israel.
Yeah.
And then we finished off last week where they gnashed their teeth at him and they stoned him.
Yes.
And they didn't want to hear the word of God. And Stephen, just like the Lord, asked that God would forgive them. In his mercy. And so we're jumping into chapter 8.
Yes.
And do you want me to just go ahead and start reading that, Jen?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Acts chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. Saul was one of the witnesses, and he agreed completely with the killing of Stephen. A great wave of persecution began that day, sweeping over the church in Jerusalem. And all the believers except the apostles were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. Some devout men came and buried Stephen with great mourning. But Saul was going everywhere to destroy the church. He went from house to house, dragging out both men and women to throw them into prison. But the believers who were scattered preached the good news about Jesus wherever they went.
And so last week we asked the question, well, what good is it if, you know, here Stephen was at the temple preaching and people were listening. So what good is it if he was to die? Because then that would end.
Yeah.
And that's often the question we ask in our very simple ways. And I'm saying that because I'm just, you know, as I'm looking up, I'm like, oh, Jen, Jen,
what?
Jen. In my mind, I'm like, wow, if that ends, how will they know? I'm convicting my own self because that's what I believe sometimes is, well, if that person's like, I remember a gentleman died. Well, it often happens with death, but when somebody dies, we're like, well, who's going to look after that?
Who's going to fill that void, or who's going to work in that workplace? And if you leave that job, who's going to share the word? Or if you, know?
Yes. And I remember very clearly saying to the Lord, a gentleman in our church died. And I'm like, Lord, like he did this and this and this and this. Like, come on. Like,
who's going to fill that role?
Who's going to fill that role? What are you doing to me? We're trying to reach people for you. That's exactly what goes into my mind is, do you not know what you're doing, God?
Don't know what we're doing for you.
Right? And it gets so back to, weird. Do you not see what we are trying to do?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Which comes back to, well, what is the content of your heart? Are you truly seeking God?
Yeah.
Or is it really about what you can accomplish?
Well, look in the New Testament, right? So, Peter, the Lord disclosed to his disciples that he was going to die.
Yes.
And Peter was right upset about it.
Yes, he was.
No, Lord, this will not happen to you. And what does Jesus say? He says, get behind me, Satan.
Yes.
Do you have it there?
Yeah, this is Matthew 16. Jesus turned, 16:23.
Yeah.
Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men.
Yeah.
Bam.
And I mean, those sound like heavy words. And this is right after Jesus said, well, who do you say I am?
Yes.
And Peter was like, you're the Christ. You are the Christ. There's no one else that we're going to follow. And then he says this. So the same guy who said, you're the Christ, now Jesus is calling him Satan. But it points to the severity of what was going on.
Yes.
That they did not have the same shared vision. They did not have the same goal. And Jesus' way was the best way.
Yeah. And Stephen knew that. Stephen knew that he could not deny Christ.
Yeah.
He could not deny Christ, and it wasn't his responsibility to worry about what would happen if he died. His responsibility was to stay firm in the faith.
Yeah.
Because if God so chose, he could raise him up from the dead because God had raised up Jesus from the dead. So like Stephen was not afraid of death. He just knew he had to stand firm and preach the truth. Like he couldn't just back away. He needed to stand firm and let God defend him. And that's what Paul says in Romans 12. It says, and this is probably one of my favorite passages, and I use it all the time to myself. I preach to myself all the time. But it says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And previous, it says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. I believe Stephen was trying to do that, but he could not deny the gospel. And it says, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, it is mine to repay. Yeah. And then it goes on to, in the contrary. And so Stephen was realizing this, that, you know what, I'm doing what God has asked me to do. He will defend me. He will avenge me. And so, but we get caught up in the, Peter did.
Yeah.
And he's like, you do not have the things of God in mind.
Yeah.
You're thinking your small thoughts. And I say, and I know that sounds harsh, but I'm saying it to myself. I think small thoughts when I think of God. And I forget about how awesome and glorious he is. And that's why Stephen starts it off. God is awesome and glorious, and he desires to have relationship with us.
Yeah.
And it's like,
And what happens after he submits is truly incredible.
And we're going to come back with that in just a moment.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All
right. Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for staying with us here on New Every Day. And we just want to take a minute to say thank you to our partners. And if you go to our website, neweveryday.tv, click on our partners page, and you'll be able to see all of the amazing businesses and organizations who help make this show possible. And thank you also to our new addition,
audible.com. And you're like, she said this now for the last three, four
weeks.
But
she really likes it. Like, she talks about it all the time.
I talk
and so
about it all the time.
When Jen was like, hey, Carrie, guess what? Audible is now a partner. I was like,
oh,
are you so happy? You need to talk about that.
So happy.
Here she talks about it. She loves it. It's great.
Yes. I also visit Amazon.com or .ca through our partners page,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
But there's so many cool things there. Just go on, click it, and you'll be supporting us as you do that.
Yeah.
So we're going to just jump back in here.
Yeah. And we just talked about how God works out things that we can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus paints the picture of, like, well, the importance of him dying. And I think, you know, we can kind of see.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read it and you can figure it out. Okay, here we go. John chapter 12, verses, I'm just going to start at verse 20. And this is Jesus interacting with some Greeks and his disciples. Now, there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and said to him, and asked him, saying, sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain.
Mm-hmm.
He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
Stephen.
Yeah.
That's so Stephen.
He died.
Yeah.
And it created a great persecution, but I don't even want to call it a silver lining, because it's so much more than that. It's the birth and scattering of the church.
Yes.
And it's really the grace of God, because in
verse 4,
therefore those who were scattered went everywhere and preached the word. Like, is that not the grace of God? It's not like, well, you know what? Yeah, you guys, you killed my servant, and that's it. I'm just turning my back. He's like, no, this is what's going to give you life. I've come to give you life to the full. And because of that death, I'm going to use that. Just like in the Old Testament, when Joseph was sold by his brothers into slavery. Here, we're hearkening back to the Old Testament, telling the story. What you intended for evil, God intended for good.
Yes.
What they intended for evil in killing Stephen, God intended for good, because he used that as the mechanism, the catalyst, to explode the word throughout the world.
Yes, and it's just, you know, Carrie read the passage from John 12, and once again, it comes alive, right? This is why we read the word of God, and we're like, that's totally, like, Stephen is totally following that.
Yeah.
Like, he let God use him to the point of death, to full surrender.
Yeah.
And his body died, right? Unless a kernel of grain falls to the wheat, the earth, and dies, how can it bring forth fruit? And so his death, even though it sparked persecution, under persecution, the word was preached. And we're told that when the doors of communism closed on China, that and all the Christianity was basically squelched, and people were so concerned, and actually, because they're like, well, if we can't get in there, how are they going to hear about God? But there was already a flourishing church there, and it flourished. Like, there was even more, when the doors came back open again, there was even more Christians there than when they left.
Isn't that awesome?
Because it flourished. Because persecution causes us to, am I really going to believe this? Well, why are you believing this? Because you're being persecuted. Because I've met Jesus and he's real. And I want to share that with you. Because I get teary-eyed. Because it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true that in persecution, do I really believe that Jesus is who he says he is?
Because that's where the rubber meets the road.
And that is what this whole series of living in the danger zone, and I do not like living in the danger zone. I don't like danger. I like to be quite safe, and yet I believe that God calls us to live in the danger zone. And just this past week, a young lady in our church said, would you come and speak to my class about leadership in camp? And I was just like, I said, you know I'm going to talk about Jesus? And she's like, yep. And I'm like, because everything I do is about Jesus. And she's like, yep. But there was so much fear in me, because I'm like, but what if they persecute me? And yes, I know, big person, teenagers,
high school.
But in my mind, I'm like,
it still came up there.
It still came up. And I'm like, am I willing to share about Jesus when he is everything to me? And I'm like, dear Lord, I need you to help me. I need you to help me. And I got there, and first of all, I went and bought candy and passed it out.
That's always a win.
And then, you know, I said, the reason why I do what, you know, the reason why we do Christian camping is because we believe that Jesus loves everyone and has a plan and purpose for their lives, and that's how I started off. And
their mouths were full of candy. They couldn't talk back.
And they didn't say anything.
Genius.
They didn't go, oh, we don't believe that's true. There was none of that. They just listened because it came from a genuine heart. And I was just like, oh, Lord, like, you went before and you prepared. Forgive me for being afraid. So we want to encourage you this week in this living in the danger zone. Are you willing to go there, at least to think about and just say, dear Lord Jesus, the danger zone. Teach me about the danger zone.
Because that's where your faith is going to flourish. I work with this wonderful woman who is from India, but she actually went with her husband to Saudi Arabia and was working there and was part of a church that actually met in a shipping container.
Oh, wow.
In secret. And she said it wasn't till she went there that she experienced Holy Spirit and her life transformed.
Mm.
And then she brought that to Canada with her family and became part of a wonderful church family. And so God can do amazing things. And I'm going to just pray now that God will do that in your life as well.
Yes.
Father, thank you for your word and that sometimes you act in a counterintuitive way.
Mm.
But I pray, Lord, that you would help us to be right on board, right on step with what you're doing. And when Holy Spirit, you ask us to do something, that we'll just say yes, because we know you and we know that you love us and that your ways are higher and that ultimately we don't live for ourselves, but we're going to live for you and for other people. And the best thing that they can ever receive is the knowledge of Jesus Christ and what you've done for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world, in China, in North Korea, in Vietnam. Lord, you know. And I pray that you'd strengthen them according to your word and that you would bring more of your word into those countries and that you'd shine like a bright light there. And I pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is a privilege to open the word and talk about Jesus with you. And we just encourage you to go to our website. And if you want to give us feedback on our Facebook page, we invite you to go there as well. So we hope you have a wonderful week.
See you later.
Bye.
Living in the danger zone.